Greetings and welcome to Bites of Technology. I'm Brandon Mullen. If you wrote a letter to John Cornyn recently, the U.S. Senator from Texas, appealing to him to save the concept of net neutrality, he might have written you back with a letter where he argues he was trying. This week, the FCC's appeal of net neutrality went into effect, even though the U.S. Senate, without Cornyn's help, voted to try to halt that FCC decision in May. The Senate's action didn't mean anything because the U.S. House failed to take similar action, which would have been needed to be signed by the president anyway. Cornyn, the longtime Republican senator, is not to be confused with the younger and perhaps more politically ambitious junior Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz from Houston, but the both of them have been on the same page, and both have sponsored legislation that would repeal net neutrality, what the FCC ended up doing itself in December. Cornyn wrote a letter to this reporter about net neutrality. Okay, it was a form letter, and it was probably sent to thousands of people who were encouraged by internet advocacy groups to flood the offices of U.S. senators with correspondence on the eve of that important vote they took last month, which passed by the slimmest of margins. But anyway, that was weeks ago, and last week I got a response from Cornyn, and in it he blamed Democrats for approving the wrong legislation in the Senate in May. In the letter, Cornyn writes, quote, "We must ensure that elected representatives, not unelected federal government bureaucrats, are in control of our communications policy. To this end, I supported S2853, which would ensure the principles of net neutrality by prohibiting internet service providers from blocking or throttling lawful internet traffic and barring paid prioritization of non-critical services." On Reddit subgroup rTexas, commenter Neabet had this to say about Cornyn's email rhetoric. Quote, "I find it hilarious that Cornyn claims on the one hand to back net neutrality, but on the other hand makes it clear that he supports dismantling it, while passing the buck to his political opposition. It's insane. He says he's for net neutrality, except he's against net neutrality when the FCC exercises powers given to the FCC by Congress in 1996 to enforce net neutrality. But then he says he's for passing a law that would amend the Communications Act by making the Communications Act self-contradictory and making the 1996 Telecommunications Act toothless and destroying the FCC's authority to attempt to accelerate broadband deployment. It's complete madness." In cellular reception news, PC Magazine just released its report of the fastest mobile networks in 2018. Nationwide, it gave that distinction to Verizon Wireless, rating it a score of 99 out of 100. To come up with its ratings, it sent reporters to major cities across the country, and one reporter found himself in Houston, stopping every 10 miles or so and checking the speed of all the networks, as written up in the Houston Chronicle this week. In the South Central region, which includes Texas, PC Magazine also gave Verizon top marks for its connection rates. But in our region, most of the competition wasn't far behind, with Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T each scoring grades from PC Magazine in the upper 90s. Sprint, however, didn't fare as well. PC Magazine gave Sprint a score of 78, noting it had the slowest average upload speed, slowest ping, and lowest percentage of reliability. You have been listening to Bites of Technology. I'm Brandon Moeller.